Harrisburg, New York, or reservations 845-253-7576. Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, we'll be listening to the music and talking about the life of the Scottish folk musician, the singer, the songwriter, the acoustic guitarist, Bert Jance.
Basket of life.
That song is called Train Song by the Pentangle from their 1969 album Basket of Light. And Bert Jance was one of the founders of that band, and that was him singing vocals and playing guitar, along with Jackie McShee on vocals, his good friend John Renborn on the second acoustic guitar, Danny Thompson on stand-up double bass, and Terry Cox on drums. So Bert Jance, wow. Bert Jance was Scottish. He was born in 1943 in Glasgow. And when he's 17 years old, he decides that he's going to be a full-time musician. And he starts to hang out at this folk club in Edinburgh called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, the Howff. H-O-W-F-F. So he's hanging out at this folk club, and he is learning how to play the guitar, the acoustic guitar style that Bert Jance developed as a young man is so influential in so many of the very, very famous musicians that he was surrounded by. From 1960, when he's 17, through 1965, he is traveling around. He's hitchhiking, and he goes to Morocco, and he travels all over, and he learns all these different kind of musical influences. And then he finally ends up in London. When he goes to London in 1965, he's already got his style developed. He's 22 years old. And he meets this engineer named Bill Leader. And they go to Bill Leader's house. And he records Bert Jance on a reel-to-reel tape recorder. And then Bill Leader sells that tape for £100 to Transatlantic Records. And they release Bert Jance's first album in 1965, self-titled album, Bert Jance. It sells about 150,000 copies. Now, you might never have heard of Bert Jance, but there are some musicians that I guarantee you love, heard of Bert Jance, got that first album and were blown away and were so influenced by his guitar style and his singing style. Perhaps you've heard of Paul Simon. Well, you know, when Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel recorded their first album, Wednesday Morning, 3 a.m., you know, it didn't really go anywhere commercially. And Paul Simon went to London to kind of refresh himself musically. And he meets Bert Jance. He meets Bert Jance. What Bert said in 2010 is, Paul Simon used to follow me around, and we would play these little places on the outskirts of London for £5 a gig. So Bert Jance's 1965 album contained some very influential songs, and I'd like to do a little demonstration of what I'm talking about. So his album comes out in 1965. Well, in 1966, when Paul Simon and Garfunkel released their second album, The Sounds of Silence, Paul Simon records an instrumental guitar song from Bert Jance's first album. So what I thought would be good is to do a back-to-back. First, I'm going to play the song that you maybe are familiar with, and then I'm going to play the song that Bert Jance recorded. So first, let's listen to this guitar instrumental style to get a grip on exactly what kind of finger-picking British Isles style I'm talking about here. This song is called Angie. And a good friend of his, Davy Graham, who he hung out in the folk clubs with, wrote this song, but Bert really made it his signature piece. And Bert taught it to Paul Simon, and then Paul Simon recorded it on Sounds of Silence. So here we go. This is the instrumental piece, Angie, first Paul Simon, just a little bit of that, and then Bert Jance from his 1965 self-titled debut, Angie. Thank you. Bert Jantz. That's from his first solo album in 1965. That song is called Angie. And first we heard Paul Simon playing that song on The Sounds of Silence. And then we heard Bert Jantz's recording from 1965. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So yes, lots of people heard Bert Jantz's first solo album. You know the band Led Zeppelin? Well, their guitarist Jimmy Page was incredibly influenced by Bert Jantz. Here's a quote from Jimmy Page. He said he was absolutely obsessed with Bert Jantz. Quote, "It was so far ahead of what everyone else was doing. No one in America could touch that." Well, apparently Jimmy Page was so inspired that he recorded a song on the Led Zeppelin album called Black Mountain Side. And he doesn't really give Bert Jantz credit for the song. The songwriting credit for this Led Zeppelin song does go to Jimmy Page. But what I'd like to do is that Bert Jantz, you know, said that, quote, "The accompaniment was nicked by a well-known member of one of the most famous rock bands who used it unchanged on one of their records." So Bert Jantz knew that Jimmy Page had gotten the song from him, and the record label Transatlantic was considering, you know, filing some kind of lawsuit for infringement, but they just decided they couldn't really afford to do it. But anyway, you know, Jimmy Page acknowledged Bert Jantz's influence, and in retrospect, that's probably just as important. So we're still listening to the instrumental sound of Bert Jantz's music. In a little while, we'll be hearing some of his actual singing. So let's listen to this track from the Led Zeppelin album. This is called Black Mountain Side, with Jimmy Page playing the guitar. And then from Bert Jantz's third album, released in 1966, the same year as the Led Zeppelin album, we'll hear the song Blackwater. First Jimmy Page, and then Bert Jantz.
Morning fair, I turn buzzing, gazing all around me. The Irish that I spied. All through the far part of the night, we lay in sport and the play. Young man arose and gathered his clothes, saying farewell to me. That's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the go home to your father's garden. Go home and weep your fill. And think on your own misfortune that you've brought with your wants and the will. Morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing all around me, the Irish lad I spied.
Bert Chance. That was from his third album, Jack Orion. And that song was called Black Waterside. And before that, we heard the Led Zeppelin song, which was called Black Mountainside, recorded by Jimmy Page and influenced by Bert Chance on guitar. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So Bert Chance, yes, Bert Chance was very influential on many people for his songwriting and his beautiful singing and his immaculate acoustic guitar style, a combination of finger picking and it kind of sounds like medieval early British music to my ears. Well, that first album of his certainly captivated Neil Young. In fact, Neil Young has been quoted. This is a quote from Neil Young about Bert Chance. He compares him to Jimi Hendrix. As much of a great guitar player as Jimi Hendrix was, Bert Chance is the same thing for acoustic guitar and my favorite. The whole record was phenomenal. I could never forget it. I'd never heard anybody play acoustic like it. In fact, Neil Young did a solo tour last year in 2010, and he invited Bert Chance to open for him on a string of shows here in America. And we didn't realize it at the time, but those were some of Bert Chance's last performances. You know, I really enjoy preparing and producing this program Now and Then. And I use a lot of intuition in selecting the music. You know, I'm in a quiet place and I see what calls me. What is it that I want to play? You know, there's so much to choose from. And for the past month or so, I've been ruminating on Bert Jance and thinking about him and trying to trace what it was so magical about him. And I had my show pretty much ready to go for today. And then we all heard the news that Bert Jance passed away on Wednesday, just 3 days ago. And so I honestly believe that when someone travels on to the next life, that they send out a goodbye message, that they send out waves of energy. And I really feel like that's what I was hearing. So it's a pleasure to bring the music of Bert Jance to you today on the program. Neil Young was so inspired by Bert Jance. In fact, there's a very, very famous Neil Young song called The Needle in the Damage Done from his Harvest album in 1972. And that song was inspired by a Bert Jance song from Bert Jance's 1965 premier solo debut. The song that Bert Jance wrote about the same topic, heroin addiction, is called The Needle of Death. So first, let's listen to Neil Young's recording from 1972. And not only the subject matter, but the guitar style, the approach of the song. Neil Young was inspired by Bert Jance's music. And so The Needle and the Damage Done by Neil Young, followed by The Needle of Death by Bert Jance. First, Neil Young.
Caught you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
Fills your heart, and sorrow hides the longing to be free. When things go wrong each day, you fix your mind to escape your misery. Your troubled young life had made you turn to the needle of death. How strange your happy words have ceased to bring a smile from everyone. how tears have filled the eyes of friends that you once had walked among. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. One grain of pure white snow dissolved and blood spread quickly to your brain. In peace your mind withdraws. Your death's so near, your soul can't feel no pain. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Your mother stands a-crying, while to the earth your body slowly casts. Your father stands in silence, caressing every young dream of the past. Your troubled young life had made you turn to a needle of death. Through ages man's desires free his mind to release his very soul has proved to all who live that death itself is freedom forevermore. And your troubled young life will make you turn to a needle of death.
Bert Jantz. That's his 1965 album, his first solo debut album. Bert Jantz recorded 25 albums in his lifetime. First, we heard Neil Young's Needle in the Damage Done from his Harvest album in 1972, and then the Bert Jantz song that inspired it. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, you know, all the influences, all the people that were inspired and learned from Bert Jantz, Donovan was among them. Donovan actually wrote two songs to Bert Jantz. Donovan wrote a song on his Sunshine Superman album in 1966 called Bert's Blues, and also another song called The House of Jantz, Bert Jantz. And, you know, Donovan went to India with the Beatles. When the Beatles went to India in the late 60s to study meditation with the Maharishi, Donovan was living there with them for a while. And Donovan taught, you know, John and Paul these finger-picking techniques. Well, Donovan learned it from Bert Jantz, Bert's early albums. And those finger-picking techniques turned out to be on the White Album, the Lennon and McCartney songs Blackbird and Julia. You know, there's another British songwriter that I've featured here on the program, a Nick Drake. And when Nick Drake was learning how to play and sing, he was singing and playing Bert Jantz's songs. Bert Jantz was recently awarded a merit prize in England at the Mojo Awards in 2006. And during the ceremonies, Elton John paid a tribute to Bert Jantz, talking about how he and Bernie Taupin used to listen to Bert Jantz albums when they just started writing songs together. Bert Jantz, I was always inspired by his music. In fact, I learned how to play Angie myself. It was one of the first songs I learned to play on the guitar. So Bert Jantz meets, while he's hanging out in London and doing all the folk scenes, he meets a man named John Redburn, and they develop a guitar style together that is often called folk baroque. They recorded an album in 1966 called Bert and John, and they started playing in this pub called the Horseshoe Pub. And a lot of musicians were hanging out there, Sandy Denny. And that's where they began the band Pentangle. So Pentangle, first major concert was in the Royal Festival Hall in 1967. Their first album came out in 1968, and they were very active from 1968 through 1973. Bert Jantz was one of the founding members of that band. Let's listen to two songs from their Basket of Light album. This is Pentangle in 1969, and this features Bert Jantz on guitar and vocals with Jackie McShee singing. Two songs, Springtime Promises, followed by House Carpenter. Pentangle with Bert Jantz.
Summertime is with us once again. Flowers blooming everywhere again. And the cold days of winter are behind us now. And the springtime promises all come true. And grass and bushes green again. The sky so blue, I don't remember where. The cold days of winter took the sun away. But the springtime promises all came true. It's summertime now, so please don't throw it away. Winter will be with us once again. Flowers dying everywhere again. And the warm days of summer will be far behind. And the springtime promises soon forgot. And bushes are withered and the trees are bare. Dark and cloudy skies and people in despair. And the warm days of summer seem so far away. And the springtime promises still forgot. It's winter time, so you've got to wait a while. Springtime promises to come true. All the newborn year is come once more. Gentle showers awake us as before. It's the time when all promises are now made true. And the springtime sun returns anew. To green again. Flowers will burst forth soon to bloom again. And the warm days of springtime tell us all is well. Can't you feel your promises will be true? It's springtime now. Be happy today.
could have married the king's third son, and a fine young man was he. But now I'm married to a house carpenter, and a nice young man is he.
Forsake your house, carpenter, and I'll go along with me. I will take you to where the grass grows green on the banks of the River Dee.
Command shall be. She took her two babes by the hand and gave them kisses three. Said, "Stay at home, you darling little babes. Keep your father sweet company." Herself in her very best, like a high-born lady was she. She shimmered and she shimmered and she proudly stepped as they walked by the banks of the sea. Though she hadn't been gone but a short time, until she wept full sore, "I would give all the good in this round world just to see my babes once more."
Well, if you had all the gold and the silver too that ever did cross the sea, you never would be at land anymore, and your babes you will never more see.
Though they hadn't been sailing but a short, short time, about 2 weeks, three or four, and they were far away from the shore. "I see bright hills of heaven, my dear, where angels come and go. I see bright hills that tell, my dear, where you and I must go." My soul is bound for hell.
The Pentangle with Bert Jantz on guitar and vocals, Jackie McShee on vocals, John Renburn on guitar, Danny Thompson on bass, and Terry Cox on drums. That was from their 1969 Basket of Light album. We heard House Carpenter, and before that we heard Springtime Promises. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So the Pentangle reunited in January of 2007. They were given a Lifetime Achievement Award at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, which was presented by Sir David Attenborough. And they played the first time that they'd played together in over two decades. Pentangle was really active from 1968 through 1973. So in 2007, their performance, their reunion performance, was broadcast on BBC Radio 2 on Wednesday, February 7th in 2007. The year before that, Bert Jantz had recorded his final studio album called The Black Swan, which was released in September of 2006. We'll be hearing a couple of tracks from that coming up in just a minute. So Pentangle reunited again for that broadcast in 2007. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that Bert Jantz recently opened for Neil Young on his Twisted Road solo acoustic tour here in the United States and Canada back in 2010. Bert Jantz also performed at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Festival in June of 2010. And in 2011, a final reunion gig took place for Pentangle at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Bert Jantz had been battling cancer for several years, and Bert Jantz just died on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, October the 5th. He was 67 years old. He died of cancer. But he left such an amazing body of music. Such a heartfelt musician, such an influential, such a beautiful person. So let's listen to two songs from Bert Jantz's final studio album. We'll hear the title track from Black Swan, followed by High Days, tribute to Bert Jantz.
Traveling on space highway, three long years to this day, a billion million trillion miles, home is a long, long way away. From bow to stern, she's 20 miles long, 10 miles high and wide. A beautiful swan in a silent sea, and the water to slow her down. Other times star systems rush headlong by, stallions who burst within the red. No earthly sound can penetrate this was black and death was. Only thoughts and dreams of the unborn dead fill your body and fill your mind. Like a love before the storm, and people they shop at the marketplace, and the ship moves ever on. If ever we come to our promised land, gotta take the shuttlecraft. For the black swan never ever comes to rest, never stops to say
sorry if I failed you, for that I take the blame. And I'm sorry if I snubbed you, I hang my head in shame. But those people you call friends did you much more harm than good. I should have tried much harder to reach out when I could. When the children come to visit you, you break into a smile. You fill your heart with sunshine just for a little while. You made a model airplane to teach them how to fly. But when it crashed on the runway, they didn't ask the pilot why. I got the lady from Baltimore stuck on my mind, bringing back those high days when we would hang around. You play your guitar, but you never ever finished the song. Didn't matter then, I guess it doesn't matter now.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Rest in peace, Mr. Jens. I hope you enjoyed today's program. If you'd like to get in touch, please send me an email, nowandthen@wjffradio.org. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233 AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at W.